Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Mr. Big Voice. I want to actually take this Clubhouse connection and have a ask you guys a couple of questions, all right? All right.
I'm not as connected to the Clubhouse.
Jorge Mateo, Luis Vasquez, and Ryan Mountcastle. All three gone, one gone, two gone for next year. Jorge Mateo, Luis Vasquez, Ryan Mountcastle.
Yeah.
All three gone?
All three gone.
Ed?
Can I give you the caveat?
The caveat, for me, the one I would say no is Mountcastle.
So that's what I was going to say, is if they end up moving Mayo because they get something greater back, I don't think that happens, then I would say that Mountcastle would be coming back. You'd have a guy that's a little bit more established. He's just got to stay healthy, which he hasn't done the past couple years. But ultimately, I think all three guys are gone because they're keeping Mayo.
I'd say two for sure, and Mountcastle maybe not.
See, I think Mountcastle is as gone as Jorge Mateo is.
Do you?
I think so. I think...
He doesn't have any inside information on that. I don't know why I'm winking.
This is why I think so.
Yeah.
We keep saying that Mike Elias has a lot to prove next year. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Who has more to prove than anybody else in his organization next year? Ownership.
Okay.
Ownership has more to prove than anybody else
in his
organization. Anybody. Well, I started off with Elias.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, how do owners prove things to their fan base?
By winning, by
they
spending
spend.
Money.
Well, in order to win, you got to spend.
Or you got
to
draft really well and develop.
They've done
but
that.
You shouldn't have a season like you had last
they've
year.
They've done that. What they don't have is that leader, that guy that says, this is how you do it. They don't have that. I think they spend at first base. I think they spend in the outfield. And I think they buy at least one start and a couple bullpen hands. I think this ownership group is going to spend in the offseason. Keep in mind, before some of you roll your eyes at me and cross your arms, they offered a pitcher $45 million a year this offseason. They offered him that. Now, they didn't.
I'm crossing my eyes and rolling my arms.
They didn't land him because he wanted to go home, but they offered him $45 million last year. So they're saying, hey, we want to spend. I think this ownership has a lot to prove. This group has a lot to prove. They're spending the offseason. I think they upgrade first base. You got to upgrade first base. I think they go out and get an outfielder. I love Colton Towson in left field.
Okay.
Please don't give me the diving catch that he made, because if you do, I will introduce you to the play that he did not make the inning before, which was a simple play. He didn't make that play.
I remember
that play's got to be made.
The guy that was trying to argue with me about Mullins and Kowser, and he's like, oh, Kowser's going to be a way better center fielder than him. I said, what gives you that?
No.
Like, oh, I'm looking at his metrics, and if you look at it, it's like, come on, man, stop.
Jeremy, I wouldn't start with either one of those guys in center field next year. Towson or Mullins. I don't think either one of them get the job done on a routine basis. Don't give me the great plays. Gunnar Henderson is not a better shortstop this year because he's making great plays. Gunnar Henderson is a better shortstop this year because he's making more of the routine plays.
Yeah.
That's what makes him better. I think they spin in the outfield, they spin at first base, they spin in pitching because they have more to prove than anybody else. Colton Cowles has got to get out of center field. And I think Ryan Mountcastle, as much as I love him, I love Ryan Mountcastle. But he's not the answer at first base right now. I love what Kobe Mayo is doing. I love him. But he's not my everyday first baseman right now. And if you go into next season and those guys are part of your plan, then your plan is hoping. You're hoping that Ron Mountcastle returns to form that he was, what, 3 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
You're hoping that Kobe Mayo takes the next step. That's what you're hoping. You're hoping that Colton Cowser becomes the Rookie of the Year candidate that he was again last year. All of these are hope, plans of hope. You're not going to win the AL East with hope. You got to win the AL East with talent, with proven talent. And I think the Baltimore Orioles ownership does that in the offseason.
I think the problem that you have, though, with so if we're upgrading at first base, what does that mean for Mayo? You think he's in some sort of deal?
I don't know. Maybe so.
Okay.
I think so. You asked me what I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I answered based on guarantees. That wasn't the question. Do I think he's part of a deal? Yes, I do.
Okay. So, because the point is, as I'm looking at it, there's not a ton in this offseason that you're going to go get. Kyle Tucker's the best piece, and if you're competing for Kyle Tucker, you're competing with all the big dogs and spending a ton of money. But then when you start looking at other, there's a lot of guys with player options like Cody Bellinger and Pete Alonso, which if you're talking first base or center field, because Bellinger can play both, center or first. Wouldn't you feel like he's going to opt back in with the Yankees? Schwarber's out there. He's not a first base. What are all these pop-up ads going on this damn computer? Kyle Schwarber's out there. Salvador Perez. Jock Peterson.
Yeah. No.
Bad bitch.
Yeah. Reese Hoskins. Like, there's not.
No.
There's just not a lot out there. There's the great. And there's good starting pitchers. Don't get me wrong.
The first baseman, they're all like studs.
What?
I mean, like Alonso and then company.
But they have player options, so you don't even know they're going to be free agents.
I promise you that Pete Alonso will opt out and the Mets will not let him out of New York. He's now their all-time home run leader.
I'm with you.
He won. He won. Yeah. You cannot let Pete Alonso walk now. He owns you.
Yeah.
You own the team, but he owns you now because you messed up in the offseason. Now,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, let's turn the page. Let's go to pitching. All right. Mm-hmm. Dietrich Enns, Rico Garcia, Cade Stroud. How many of those guys are part of the bullpen next year?
One.
Who?
I don't know. I mean, is it like I'd have to go look and see, comparatively speaking, what else they do in the offseason because it'll let me know more about what they're looking for. Like, how many arms are you looking for? Because you're looking for a closer.
If you say one, it's Dietrich Enns.
That's what, well, when we were talking to Ben yesterday, that's kind of the feel I got.
If you say two, is Rico Garcia add him to that? I think Cade Stroud is the third of it. You say what?
I'll go Rico.
I can throw a football over those mountains.
But I think if you throw Cade Stroud in there, then you're reaching and maybe the bullpen didn't improve that much. I think maybe he needs to go back to the minors and get a little more seasoning.
So real quick, let me run.
I think Cano's got to go.
Here's the first baseman that could be available. There's a guy named Ryan O'Hearn that's an undrafted free agent. Max Muncy has a club option for $10
million. Can I stop you for 1 second?
Yep.
If you go to Ryan O'Hearn, are you taking a step forward or backwards?
Backwards.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just throwing the names
out
there.
I'm with you.
And the sad part is he's one of the best names when you look at this list of guys. Josh Naylor, undrafted free agent, could come in and play first base. Lots of power. Josh Naylor.
Oh, you mean a free agent.
These are free agents, yeah.
Paul Goldschmidt. Undrafted. Oh, is this a new guy? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Unrestricted free agent, sorry. Paul Goldschmidt, no.
No.
Wilmer Flores, no.
No.
Miguel Andujar, he's batting third for Cincinnati, but no.
No.
Ty France, Carlos Santana, Dominic Smith.
No.
Joey Gallo's still out there.
No.
I thought you said Joey Callo, my bad. Beck Ho Kang. Yeah. That's the first baseman market, so I don't know that you're...
Trade.
That's what I was just going to say. I don't know that you're improving at first base unless it's a trade.
Go get one. And before you tell me that Kyle Schwarber can play first base, I say to you, go get one.
Yeah.
Now,
does Kyle Schwarber play anything?
I mean, they put him in left field.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, right? But he shouldn't bring a glove to the ballpark.
No, he can't play the field.
He's Edward Scissorhands.
And he was a bad catcher in an even worse outfield.
Yeah.
Because that's my impression of, like, he's not going to play a position.
He couldn't crack the lineup with the Cubs because they didn't have the DH rule yet. That's why he couldn't play every day.
Yep.
As an outfielder, he's a DH.
He also got hurt, too, and they weren't waiting on that.
As an outfielder, he's a DH. Now, I will say this. I don't think it'll ever happen because I think Kyle Schwarber to the Phillies is what Pete Alonso is to the Mets. You can't let him walk out.
I agree.
However, if they sign Kyle Schwarber, Jeremy, then I bring Ryan Mountcastle back.
Man, this is just an ugly market.
If you sign Kyle Schwarber, I'll bring Mountcastle back because Mountcastle will hold it down defensively for you. Let's go out to Mitch and Owings Mills. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Well, I think the Orioles, man, I think they got stuck in a place where they were contenders. And you had a stockpile of prospects that you really couldn't bring up and showcase them too much. So instead of, you know, getting rid of them when their value was extremely high and bringing some other people in, you got a little bad and you had to start playing them and then they didn't perform.
Which one of the prospects would you have gotten rid of? Not based on what you know now, based back then. Who would you have gotten rid of?
That's hard to say.
Exactly.
Well, because
my point.
Back then, everybody was saying, I don't care who you get rid of. And now, if you're looking at it, you're going, well, thank God you didn't trade Jackson Holliday.
Exactly. See, it's.
Thank God you didn't trade Sam Basayo.
It's hindsight right now. You know, remember Dylan Beaver's name came up in a possible trade scenario. Thank God you didn't trade that. He might be the best. He might be the Nick Markakis of this class. A guy who can hit home runs, but a guy who's a masher at the plate.
I know there's nothing that they're going to do because he's going to opt back in unless they pay him to go away. But you're talking about improving, and it's not a great offseason. I'm just telling you, it's not a great offseason. But when you look at the player, where you can improve, if Tyler O'Neill stays healthy, I think he's a fine player, but he never does.
If Tyler O'Neill stays healthy, he's a 30 home run guy. He's a hitter. Yeah. He can hit. He just doesn't stay healthy. Let's go to Phil and Dundalk. What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. All right. Yeah.
Just a couple things. I'd like to be a fly on the wall for the scout who told Mike Elias or suggested to Mike Elias about Kyle Stallers. And I'm just afraid that's because the same thing's going to happen with Mr. Mayo. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
What do you mean scout? So you wouldn't trade Stallers for Trevor Rogers?
In hindsight, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, his wasn't hindsight. He told you at the point of the trade. What is this revisionist history? He told you when they traded for him, we saw some things that we like, and we think we can get him back to form. Fast forward to now. Did they get him back to form, Phil?
Are you guys really going to send me back to do this again? Kyle Stallers was here with the Orioles, he hit a .125. Connor Norby and Kyle Stowers were blocked here. They weren't. If you go back in the time, and I know people now go, well, I wish they would have traded Kierstead. Yeah, you wish they would have traded the guy they drafted, their top draft pick, the best left-handed bat, right. The guy they were trying to work through.
And his problem is health right now. That's his problem.
But again, it's not like it's this revisionist memory of, oh my God, they shouldn't have traded Stowers. What was he doing here?
But even when I asked him, you wouldn't trade Stowers for Rogers, he stopped and said, well, yeah. I was, okay, so what's the point of wanting to be a fly on the wall for the scout? Michael Elias said at the time of the trade, we see some things and we think we can get him back to form. Michael Elias lied. He lied to us. You know why? Because he's better than he was.
Yep.
You didn't get him back to form. You improved him. What are you talking about? Give me a top of the rotation pitcher over a power hitting outfielder any day of the week
and twice on Sundays,
man. I'm telling you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.